followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. That's voiceofmanywaters.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Dr. Stan Monteith will be the keynote speaker for the Good Neighbor Forum on September 15th from 7:45 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Douglas County Fairgrounds, 500 Fairgrounds Drive, Castle Rock, Colorado, 80104. Registration is $18 for the individual and $35 for couples. Other speakers will focus on Obamacare, climate change, military's partnership with the Natural Conservative, and Army Corps of Engineers to take over Pinyon Canyon. For more information, call John at 970-215-3273. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Lindsay Williams, and we'll be with Lindsay in just a minute. Before we did, I just wanted to briefly comment on the 60-minute presentation last night, where they had this man who supposedly was a SEAL, who's written a book about the murder of Osama bin Laden. There's no question that they murdered him. He didn't have any weapons, and he was alive when they got there. He'd been wounded, but they simply shot him, justifying it. Well, he might have had a weapon, or we couldn't see his hands. So, but of course, what has happened now? The government said he shouldn't have written the book without getting it clear to them, and certainly he knows that. There's no way that either he would publish that book, or that the publisher would publish the book without government clearance. I mean, you just don't do that sort of thing. You leave yourself open to all sorts of problems, all sorts of imprisonment. But basically, what now? There's a controversy. Should he or should he not have published the book? Did he release government secrets? Well, what you have to understand is that Osama bin Laden was dead long ago. Mrs. Bhutto, running for the premier there in Pakistan, had gone on the Garden Frost show five years ago and said that Osama bin Laden was dead, and they killed her just a few weeks after that. But you can still find it up on the internet, YouTube, on Mrs. Bhutto Gordon Frost show, or Osama bin Laden, something like that. Everybody knows that Osama bin Laden was dead, but they needed something to distract our attention away from the controversy as far as President Obama's birth certificate. There was a large controversy. It was pointing out the fact that the full-length birth certificate he released was obviously fraudulent, and immediately they announced that they had killed Osama bin Laden. But, of course, what they've done is they have created a controversy, and they're arguing the wrong questions. The question is not, did they really kill Osama bin Laden? Where are the pictures? Where's the DNA evidence? How were they able to get DNA evidence on him within rather an hour or two before they took him out and dumped him into the Indian Ocean? I mean, the story just doesn't ring true at all. What they do is they create a false controversy. Should he or should he not have published the book, referring to this so-called Navy SEAL, where the controversy should be, did they really kill Osama bin Laden? Where are the pictures? Where's the DNA evidence? And, of course, what they want to do is focus your attention on the wrong argument so you won't understand this is all contrived propaganda. And CBS 60 Minutes is complicit with this because this was really a government secret. They never would put it on because, of course, they're simply an extension of the Brotherhood of Darkness that controls the media in America. And people throughout the world have far more knowledge about what's going on in America and throughout the world than people in the United States, where the media is, for all intents and purposes, with the exception of stations like this, totally controlled. And with that as the background, let's get to Lindsay Williams, who, of course, has been getting information from people fairly highly placed within the what I call the Brotherhood. He had a much better informant before, Mr. Ken Fromm, who was actually president of Atlantic Richfield when he retired, and certainly was part and parcel of the ruling elite, who did make some revelations for Lindsay, which more or less they've been very, very accurate. Well, Lindsay, you pick up the story, and what are you hearing today? What's going to happen to the dollar? What's going to happen to the price of gold and silver? What's going to happen to the price of oil? What's going to happen to the middle class in America? Lindsay, you pick up the story.
3 months ago, Dr. Stan, I had the privilege of being on this very show with you. And at the time, I asked all of those in your listening audience to please get a pencil and a piece of paper and jot down some notes as to what my elite friends were telling me at the time. Now, you remember, and of course I know you always have new listeners out there, many years ago I was actually invited to be the chaplain to the elite of the world, and for 3 years' time I literally lived with these people. Kept in touch with many of them over this time, and today they are still telling me what, behind closed doors, they're planning, what they're going to do in the next 6 months to a year, whatever it may be. And I want you to go back to those notes, if you happen to remember them, of 3 months ago. And I said at the time that my elite friends had told me that the price of gasoline was going to go up drastically. I think 3 months ago. In fact, in the past 3 weeks, gasoline prices at the gas pump have gone up 25 cents. Just 3 weeks. At the time, 3 months ago, I told you, don't sell your gold and silver, please. Many of my friends had said, oh, gold and silver peaked out and it's going back down now. I'm going to sell out. I begged you right here on this program 3 months ago. I said, don't sell your gold and silver. Instead, go and buy every piece you can get your hands on. All right, here it is, folks. Exactly as my elite friend, they had it planned behind closed doors, and I tried my best to help you understand what I was hearing, and here it is, 3 months later. In the past 3 weeks, gold has gone up over $100 an ounce. And then I said silver prices are going up. Oh, you were selling out your silver at the time, and I told my friends, don't do it. Silver in the past 3 weeks has gone up $3. Then, 3 months ago, I said Assad has got to go in Syria. Well, you heard it happen. Yeah, just a little over a week ago, Putin in Russia said, we're pulling out. We're not going to protect him anymore. I'm sure you realize what has happened, and there were numerous things that Russia did, and Mr. Putin stepping out of the way. And then 3 months ago, I told you that my elitist friends had told me that Mr. Obama was in trouble. Yeah, you heard me correctly, and I'm repeating it again right now because I received a communique just a few days ago from my elitist friend who now gives me information, and he said, Chaplain, we are upset with Mr. Obama. They are turning their backs on him. Watch out. The older elite, now distinguish between the older elite and the younger elite. The older elite, whom I knew 35 years ago, still keep in touch with some of them. They were livid over what Mr. Obama did when he canceled out on that cross-Canada pipeline. I want you to see it. You've got to look these up. Washington Times.
Hold that thought, Lindsay. Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Ladies, this is Danny Golden informing you that heart attacks in women can be different than heart attacks in men. Women having heart attacks will experience nausea, vomiting, indigestion, shortness of breath, or simply sudden and extreme fatigue, but no chest pain. Get emergency medical help and call 911 immediately if you are experiencing any of these symptoms. Pain, pressure, burning or squeezing in the chest, jaw, shoulders, back or arms that last more than 5 to 10 minutes. Unexplained shortness of breath lasting more than 5 to 10 minutes. Sudden severe nausea, vomiting or indigestion. Sudden sweating for no reason. Sudden unexplained extreme fatigue. Loss of consciousness or fainting, or sudden unexplained panicky feeling of doom. The key, ladies, is to listen to your body, follow your instincts, and if you experience symptoms that are disturbing to you in any way, or even remotely related to your heart, get yourself checked out right away. If your doctor brushes you off, that's a sign you need a new doctor, one who will actually do what is necessary to get to the bottom of your symptoms.
Messiah's Mansion invites you to take a sacred walk through history, where tours of a full-scale model of the ancient Hebrew tabernacle will be on display to the public. Travel back 3,000 years with Moses and the Israelites, learning more about the history of the 2 million people that built the wilderness temple for their God. Experience firsthand what the tabernacle was like and better understand the significance of the tabernacle to the Hebrews described in the Old Testament. Much like the story in Exodus of the traveling Hebrew sanctuary, this full-scale model travels the U.S. coast to coast nearly a dozen times a year. Don't miss your chance to see it when it takes an exclusive stop in Loveland. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. For more information and scheduled exhibits, call 970-481-4266 or visit www.coloradosanctuary.com. Tours run daily from September 8th through September the 16th. Messiah's Mansion is located just north of Johnson's Corners, exit 254 East Frontage Road off of I-25.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here with Lindsay Williams. And Lindsay, go right ahead.
And I said 3 months ago that Mr. Obama was in trouble with the elite. And please distinguish between the older elite, whom I knew 35 years ago, now in their 70s and 80s, and the younger elite today who are much more liberal. But you must look these up. Please go to the Washington, you can't get a more liberal media than the Washington Times. You need to go to the Washington Times and look at the article just printed recently entitled, New Obama Slogan Has Long Ties to Marxism and Socialism. They literally took him apart piece by piece. And when I saw this, I said, this would never have appeared in a liberal periodical like this if the elite had wanted Mr. Obama to be the next president of the United States of America. Then please go to the Matt Patterson article in the Washington Post. I mean, it was a scathing article about Mr. Obama. The elite have turned their backs on him. Then you must go and look at David Kaiser. I'm giving you the names of these people. You go look them up on the web. You can find their articles. David Kaiser, just recently, he is a Harvard professor. And as a Harvard professor making the amount of money that they make, you just don't write an article if the elite don't want it all over the web. And this one literally went from one side of the web to the other. Now, all those out there in the listening audience, I want to tell you what's happening right now with the elite today. So much for what I told you 3 months ago. I would like to tell you what's happening right now, today. It is going to affect your life. Well, first of all, the most significant day in the history of the American dollar since its inception. I mean, please, this is so important. And I received, let's see, it was on Friday of last week. Yes, in fact, I said it to you, I think, on Saturday, Dr. Stan, when I had the privilege of being on your show. On Friday of last week, I received a communique from my elitist friend, and Dr. Stan knows who he is. I got an email, and in it, he basically told what I'm about to tell you. Please, if you don't have pencils and paper right now, as you're listening to this program, please go and get and post this up beside your calendar and watch it happen just as sure as they have planned it behind closed doors. It is going to affect your life, and if you will take action now, you can avoid a lot of the pain of this. Here it is. The most significant day in the history of the American dollar since its inception took place on Thursday, September the 6th, at the same time that the Democratic Convention was taking place, And nobody noticed it. I mean, after all, the Democratic Convention was getting all of the attention, and nobody paid any attention to probably the one item that is going to affect your dinner table more than anything else in the next 6 months' time to 9 months' time. And on September the 6th, yes, it did, China made an announcement, and they said, any nation, anywhere in the world, that would like to begin selling crude oil using the Chinese currency, you now can do it. They have everything set up. They have it set up so that worldwide they can make trades and take care of sale, trade, and purchase of crude oil. Now, the average person maybe would not even pay any attention to that. To me, it stood out. Oh, my goodness. Then the next day, It's not only did China do that on Thursday, September the 6th, on Friday, September the 7th, Russia, Mr. Putin announced, we will sell China all of the crude oil they want. Anything in the way of oil products, we'll sell them to you. And, oh, folks, please, this is so significant for your household and your welfare. Russia said, we'll sell China all the oil they want. No limits whatsoever. Now, keep in mind something. Russia is the number one supplier of crude oil on the face of the earth. As of last year, they surpassed Saudi Arabia because of their Kola SG-3 wells that they drilled back in the 70s. Super deep wells went down to abiotic oil over 40,000 feet down. They now are the number one supplier of crude oil in the world, surpassing Saudi Arabia. They said, we will sell China all the crude oil they want, and we will not use the American dollar for the sale. We will use our own currencies. People, I tried my best to tell you. You heard it right here on Dr. Stan's program. In this hour, it's in the archives of maybe back 2-3 years ago when Mr. Fromm was alive, and they said, the standard currency of the world is crude oil. Only because the American dollar was used as a petrodollar for the sale and trade of crude oil was it also the reserve currency of the world. Since crude oil has been the driving force in our modern-day society, it's used for everything. Transportation is used for aircraft, it's used by the military. Crude oil is the driving force in our society, and crude oil is the standard currency of the world. It is not any particular nation's currency, and whatever currency crude oil is bought and sold in is the reserve currency of the world, and America has always had that status as long as crude oil has been what it is today. Now, do you see what's happening? I hope you've read between the lines already. I hope you can understand what this gentleman said to me on Friday of last week when he sent me that email and let me know that as of right now, the American dollar is dead. Yeah, you heard me correctly. I hope you got this. The American dollar is dead. Billions. Now, Dr. Stan, the other day when I talked with you, I think it was on Saturday, you said, Lindsay, I don't think it's necessarily billions. I think it may be trillions. And the more I thought about that, you're exactly right. It's not only billions, literally trillions of American dollars that are now going to be unused, unwanted, and they're going to return home. Yeah, you heard this. Now, many of you may have had a farm background, and if you ever were a farmer or your parents were a farmer, you have heard them use the expression, the chickens are going to come home to roost. Well, that's exactly what's happening right now. The American dollar. Now, China has said, okay, you can use our currency. We will become the standard currency of the world for the sale and trade of crude oil. And it's no longer the greenback that is petrodollar. It is now the redback that is becoming the petrodollar. And it is going to be returning back unused, unwanted. But how long does it take to do it? This is so important. Please jot this down in your notes. It takes between 6 and 8 months for this to show up back here in the grocery store, the hardware store, and the drugstore. You are going to see something happen with the American dollar, which I forecast 3 years ago In fact, about 2.5 years ago, let me back up. I want to make sure I'm correct on this. 2.5 years ago, I stayed on Dr. Stan's program that I was told that the American dollar will be dead by the end of 2012. Some people have been putting me on the spot lately and saying, oh, come on, Chaplain, it's not going to be dead by the end of 2012, like your elitist friends have told you. Yes, it is. Folks, this American dollar, what has happened with China, what has now happened between Russia and China, other nations are going to jump on the bandwagon very quick. I wish I could tell you about Saudi Arabia. I'm not going to do this because if I did, you'd think I was bragging. But I had a contact just the other day, and I'm not going to go into it. I haven't said anything about it so far on any program. I'm going to wait a little while till it happens. There is such a glut of oil out there right now that some of the Saudi family are trying to sell in a certain way. When this returns back, when the dollar shows up by the literally trillions of dollars back here in the United States of America and is unused and unwanted, it is going to happen between 6 and 8 months, and it is perfect timing with what my elitist friend said to me. I even put it in my last two DVD series. You can't say I didn't say it. 6 months ago when I made the DVD series, Secrets of the Elite, and then just prior to that, about a year ago when I made the DVD series, The Middle East, The Rest of the Story, I said it in both of these DVD series. The dollar will be dead by the end of 2012. I warned you what was going to happen. And I said, make preparations accordingly and set your house, financial house in order, as well as your spiritual house in order. And it is happening right before our eyes. And the average person does not realize that there is a 6 to 8 month lag here. When this currency returns back to the United States of America, unused and unwanted, it is going to have a repercussion that is going to be so catastrophic. The dollar, I'm going to say it outright, the dollar is already dead. You say, Chaplain Williams, I thought you said it was going to be dead by the end of 2012. Folks, please, you must not misinterpret what the elite told me. They did not say that the dollar would be non-existent. You must take their words exactly as they say them. They did not tell me the dollar will be non-existent. They said it'll be dead. It will have lost so much of its purchasing power that by the end of 2012, you are going to see such catastrophic events that it's going to affect you drastically. First of all, you're going to see fuel prices continue to increase. Every time the elite are able to overthrow another Middle East country, and in the next half hour before, I'm going to get into this. I want to tell you about Syria. I want to tell you what my elitist friend told me about Mr. Assad. I'm going to compare this to what Russia just did last week, and I'll get into that in the next half hour. You need to write down an expression. The expression is regional trade. If you haven't already heard it, you're going to begin to hear this everywhere. This is the next buzzword term that you're going to get out there. Regional trade. Why do I say this? Because anymore, it's not the petrodollar. Anymore, it's not the greenback as the reserve currency of the world. Instead, you're going to see such things as Russia and China using their currency for the sale and trade of crude oil. The American dollar is no longer needed, and the term is regional trade. You're going to see, likewise, China and Japan. You remember they made that agreement back in, let's see, it was February of 2012. The second and third largest economies in the world, China being the second, Japan being the third, and they said we will buy and sell products amongst ourselves and we will not use the American dollar for the first time ever, ever in the history of these nations. This happened back at the beginning in February of this year. This is regional trade. Countries are saying, we don't trust the dollar. We don't trust your T-bills. We don't need your Federal Reserve issues any longer. You've got 6 months. I hope you're hearing this, people. You have a six-month window right here where the American dollar still has fairly good purchasing power, even though it's dropping by the day. And 6 to 8 months from now, watch out. this regional trade is upcoming thing is coming home to roost. The Federal Reserve will not be able to sell its T-bills, which means that it cannot pay the interest on the national debt, not the national debt, but the interest on the national debt. You think America has a financial problem right now with a $16 trillion deficit? You haven't seen anything. Now, these are the things that my elitist friend have told me just within the past few days and the few weeks. And I am trying to beg you, I am pleading with you, you must immediately set things in order. If you ever had any doubt about gold and silver, it is the currency of the elite, and you think the price is high now, you better buy right now. Now, I don't sell it, but you can. They'll tell you on this network where to go and get it. But you must. It's going to $3,000 an ounce. Silver is going to $75 an ounce. Dr. Stan, I'm sure you, every person out there in the listening audience can hear it in my voice today. I am begging and pleading with you for what the elite have told me is planned behind closed doors, because there are some preparations that right now, while the dollar is strong, that Dr. Stan, your listening audience, definitely needs to make some changes and some preparations in order to be able to spare themselves heartache. And I'm trying my best to tell you what the elite have told me just within the past few days, Dr. Stan.
Hang on there, Lindsay. We'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Messiah's Mansion invites you to take a sacred walk through history, where tours of a full-scale model of the ancient Hebrew tabernacle will be on display to the public. Travel back 3,000 years with Moses and the Israelites, learning more about the history of the 2 million people that built the wilderness temple for their God. Experience firsthand what the tabernacle was like and better understand the significance of the tabernacle to the Hebrews described in the Old Testament. Much like the story in Exodus of the traveling Hebrew sanctuary, this full-scale model travels the U.S. coast to coast nearly a dozen times a year. Don't miss your chance to see it when it takes an exclusive stop in Loveland. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. For more information and scheduled exhibits, call 970-481-4266 or visit www.coloradosanctuary.com. Tours run daily from September 8th through September the 16th. Messiah's Mansion is located just north of Johnson's Corners, exit 254, East Frontage Road off of I-25.
Ladies, this is Danny Golden informing you that heart attacks in women can be different than heart attacks in men. Women having heart attacks will experience nausea, vomiting, indigestion, shortness of breath, or simply sudden and extreme fatigue, but no chest pain. Get emergency medical help and call 911 immediately if you are experiencing any of these symptoms. Pain, pressure, burning or squeezing in the chest, jaw, shoulders, back or arms that last more than 5 to 10 minutes. Unexplained shortness of breath lasting more than 5 to 10 minutes. Sudden severe nausea, vomiting or indigestion. Sudden sweating for no reason. Sudden unexplained extreme fatigue. Loss of consciousness or fainting. Or sudden unexplained panicky feeling of doom. The key, ladies, is to listen to your body. Follow your instincts, and if you experience symptoms that are disturbing to you in any way or even remotely related to your heart, get yourself checked out right away. If your doctor brushes you off, that's a sign you need a new doctor, one who will actually do what is necessary to get to the bottom of your symptoms.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Lindsay Williams. Basically, of course, the the Federal Reserve System has massively increased the amount of money that they've been printing, and of course, this is how you get inflation that destroys the value of the currency. Well, in the past, of course, what we've done is we have this massive trade deficit every year, and so we're sending about $500 billion overseas to other countries. We've been doing this for the better part of 10 years or more. Now, all these other countries have all this massive amount of American currency. They're holding it in the reserves, and they're using it as the reserve currency of the world. But what happens when suddenly America is no longer the reserve currency of the world? When other countries look at America and look, they're just printing money like it's going out of style, has no real value. We don't want their money. We want something that's gold-backed. And who has a gold-backed currency? Why, China. We established China. We have done everything we could to build up the Chinese economy. We've transferred our factories, our companies, our jobs, our wealth, trillions of dollars we've transferred to communist China. And what nobody ever talks about is that the establishment, the Brotherhood of Darkness, call it what you will, brought the Communist Party to power back in 1949. If you haven't read my book on Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to read it. You need to understand how we brought the Communists to power in China. And now they are establishing a gold-backed currency, whereas, of course, our currency is becoming increasingly less valuable, as in the last 4 years we have tripled the number of dollars that are out there. A road to inflation here, but we've been exporting our inflation to other countries. They have the deluge of dollars, not we. But now they're going to begin to come coming home. And when we are besieged with trillions of dollars, American dollars with nothing behind them, flooding our economy, the inflation's going to come. Now, the government says there's no inflation, maybe a little bit of inflation. Ladies and gentlemen, we're running 10% now. We'll be running 20% by next year, or 25%. And just go to the stores and look at the price of food. Go to the hardware store and look at the price of hardware items. Go to the clothing store and shoe store and see what's happening to the prices there. And are you going to believe what the government officials tell you? Are you going to believe your lying eyes? And you better believe your lying eyes, and you better prepare, because they're going to destroy your pension, your annuities, the value of your bonds and your stocks and your life savings and everything that you worked for that is certainly mediated in dollars. And within a short period of time, it's all going to be destroyed. Most people are not going to listen to Lindsay's warning, but I think it's very, very valid. Now, before we go on, Lindsay, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and get your information.
Well, Dr. Stan, I have just prepared something new. I felt that I must tell the people what the elite told me. Back a number of months ago, my elite friend said, now, Chaplain, this is what's happening. This is what's going to take place. And they said, we would advise you in order to, and they were saying this to try to help me. They said, we would advise you to do the following things for your household. And when they got through telling me, I was so dumbfounded at what they had told me that we produced a new DVD series entitled Secrets of the Elite. You've never heard anything like this. They literally told me things that I put together with things I'd heard in the past. And then just within the past few weeks, I said, okay, I must tell everything that they told me to do for my household. And I prepared a CD that you listen to in your automobile CD player as you travel down the road. I would like you to have both the 3.5-hour DVD that you watch on your television at home and the 1-hour and 12-minute CD of everything the elite told me that I should do before the collapse takes place of the financial dollar. They told me. They said it's going to happen, and this is what you need to do. Please, would you jot down this number? Secrets of the Elite is the name of it. The CD comes to you free of charge. We'll give it to you with the DVD set whenever you purchase it. And our toll-free number is 888 1-800-799-6111, and this should be operator standing by right now. You can also go on the web, if you wish, to prophecyclub.com, prophecyclub.com. Secrets of the Elite, 3 1/2 hour DVD series just prepared recently, and the CD, which we will let you have with it, telling everything the Elite told me to do to take care of my household and set it in order in light of the fact that the dollar is going to be dead. So, Dr. Stan, I would just urge people in light of what's happening. Now, folks, you will remember that back about 3.5 years ago, and Dr. Stan, you and I have talked about this so many times, I was on the phone with Mr. Fromm, and some subjects came up that were going to happen and what had been planned behind closed doors. Folks, there positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. Please, if you ever doubted this, don't doubt it anymore. I lived with these people for 3 years and have kept in touch with many of them for the past 35 years. And they still talk to me and tell me what's going on. And I said that I had this conversation. And in the conversation, I said, okay, what can I do? How do I spare my dinner table? How do I keep my family from suffering? And it was said to me, well, Chaplain, don't you know what the currency of the elite is? And I said, what do you mean? They said, it's not paper. They said, if it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. And I said, well, what is the currency of the elite? And they said, Chaplain, it's gold and silver. Now, you must see what China did. Dr. Stan just remarked a moment ago about China and how we made them what they are back in 1949. Dr. Stan, you're exactly right. And you remember that George Herbert Bush, our Daddy Bush himself, had been the ambassador to China many years ago, and this literally broke down the Great Wall of China and made China open to the world. Anyway, in the past 12 months, China doubled its gold purchase over what it had made the 12 months prior to that. You see, they know something. They know that gold and silver is the only thing in the world that has any purchasing power that is going to maintain itself. And in light of what's happening today, you must use the currency of the elite. And if I have ever begged you, I'm begging you now, I don't sell it, but you can find someone that can get it for you, and you positively need the currency of the elite. Now, we're giving out of time here. Let me go to what's happening in Syria. So much for the dollar. You'll see this in 6 to 8 months. Syria, what is happening with Assad? About a year and a half ago, you remember that the conflict broke out in the Middle East. The first was Egypt, and Mubarak was deposed, and then came along with Gaddafi in Libya. And finally, they had to murder him. And then Assad didn't give in too easy in Syria. He was supposed to be the next country. Now, please, do something for me after the program today. I want you to go on YouTube, and you'll find it. You'll find and type in the following, Retired General Wesley Clark. Please, you must see his approximately 4 to 5 minute presentation, Retired General Wesley Clark.
Hold that thought, Lindsay. We'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Hear the shofar blasts? Come and join the Beth Messiah congregation as they celebrate Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, Yom Teruah, Monday, September the 17th at 5 p.m. at E.V. Rains Park in North Glen in the Blue Spruce and Ponderosa Pavilions. Special speaker will be Dr. Lance Thomas. Praise and worship music with the Mendez family. Bring a delicious food dish to share. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. See you September the 17th.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared?
Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Well, Dr. Stan, this morning, Lindsay Williams and Lindsay, this is the last segment. Go right ahead.
Please go to YouTube. This is a must-seeing. Type in retired General Wesley Clark. He walked into the State Department one day, as you'll hear him tell it, and they said to him, "The following nations will be overthrown by the United States of America." He was dumbfounded. He said, "What are you doing this for?" They said, "We don't know. We've just told it's going to happen." When I saw this, I was utterly dumbfounded. And someone sent it to me just a few months ago. Why? Because you remember approximately a year and 3 or 4 months ago, I produced a series entitled "The Middle East, the Rest of the Story," after Mubarak had been overthrown in Egypt. And I went to my elitist friend and I said, "What is going on in the Middle East?" And they told me, each nation, one right after the other, that would be overthrown, given to the Muslim Brotherhood. I hope you're catching this. Egypt was given to the Muslim Brotherhood. Libya was given to the Muslim Brotherhood. Assad in Syria has been able to intentionally withstand the elite for about 6 months because Mr. Putin stepped in with Russia and said, "Don't you touch Syria." And our State Department backed off. England backed off. UN backed off. They're gone now. As of last week, Russia said, "We aren't going to protect Syria anymore." They backed out. You've got to see the article of what they did. I've got time. Time's giving out here. And as a result, Assad, he may as well take the next jet airplane and get out. He's gone. It's only a matter of time till Syria falls. They will give it to the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, General Wesley Clark states, and this is not Lindsay Williams, this is a retired General Wesley Clark states, the nations that he was told that will be overthrown in order to do something, and he didn't quite know what they wanted to do. Well, I was told what they were going to do. And in my presentation, "The Middle East, the Rest of the Story," I tell, and much of this is still happening. It hasn't all taken place yet. It has to do with the North Slope of Alaska. It has to do with the Bakken Oil Reserve. It has to do with that huge oil reserve under Denver, Colorado. Folks, all this is so important. And they told me the nations that would be overthrown, given to the Muslim Brotherhood for the purpose of taking the price of crude oil to $150 a barrel. You heard me correctly. You're talking about $6 to $7 a gallon at the gas pump. It has already been planned. As I have watched gasoline at the gas pump go up in the last few weeks, I'm just sitting here almost mind-boggled to think of what is taking place right before our eyes in the Middle East, where now Russia last week backed off and they said, let me give it to you real quick right here. Here it is. Russia now, they canceled their large-scale naval exercise called Caucasus 2012. The warships, the three fleets in the Northern, the Baltic, and the Black Sea have returned back home. They've pulled out. Syrian President Assad has been notified that Moscow is halting its military aid. Can you imagine? No longer going to get arms? What's going to happen to Assad? And yet, a Russian naval ships is only one left. In Tarshish, and that's the floating Russian Navy PM-138 shipyard, and all the soldiers, all the Russians have already gotten on it, with the exception of, I think they said, three that's still on shore, or two still on shore. two officers, and they're right ready to get on the ship and move out. Assad's gone. What will they do? It will be overthrown. Mark my words. You'll see it happen in the next very short period of time. Syria will be given to the Muslim Brotherhood, every bit of it, exactly as retired General Wesley Clark was shown that these nations would be overthrown, but he didn't know why. I was told that they would be, and I was told why by my elitist friend, for the purpose of causing chaos in the Middle East. Now, there's one thing that you're going to have to take this as General Wesley Clark says it, and as my elite friend gave it to me. They said that the last of the nations that would see civil unrest is Saudi Arabia. I know I've been criticized for saying this, but you are going to watch it take place as the elite have already planned it. And General Wesley Clark actually stated that the last nation he was told that would have civil unrest and would possibly be overthrown was Saudi Arabia. You don't have to listen to Lindsey Williams say this. Listen to retired General Wesley Clark say it, and watch it happen in coming days in order to take the price of crude oil to $150 a barrel. It is all a part of the new world order, bringing about a financial collapse of currencies in the world, and in particular the American dollar. And they're not doing this for the purpose of destroying America. They're doing it for the purpose of bringing America under their control, under the New World Order, to bring in a New World currency, and they have it planned as to what they're going to do. And if you know in advance what they're doing, you can spare yourself major heartache. You know, I feel so honored, Dr. Stan, that God, by His providence years ago, would have allowed this little simple missionary flying around out there in the bush of Alaska to have been invited to be the chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline and sit with the elite of the world across the dinner table and in their board meetings and hear them talk and still keep in touch with some of these people over the years so that I can help you understand today what they're doing. And all I'm trying to say is, please listen, because your dinner table may be at stake and the livelihood of your family may depend on this. There were many people between 1929 and 1933 who made great fortunes. Not everybody stood in the soup lines in New York and San Francisco and Chicago. There were many people who knew the Depression was going to take place in advance, and they took advantage and did something about it. You can prepare yourself now. The elite have said to me, they said, Chaplain, get out of paper. They said, secure your assets every way possible. I would say to you also, before you take care of anything financially, you must set your spiritual house in order. Know Jesus Christ is your Savior. You positively must allow the Bible to be the guide of your home so that when these events take place, your life is on the solid rock of Jesus Christ. And when it is, you will be able to stand. Your family will be able to survive. We can overcome the
enemy. God bless. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
Messiah's Mansion invites you to take a sacred walk through history, where tours of a full-scale model of the ancient Hebrew tabernacle will be on display to the public. Travel back 3,000 years with Moses and the Israelites, learning more about the history of the 2 million people that built the wilderness temple for their God. Experience firsthand what the tabernacle was like and better understand the significance of the tabernacle to the Hebrews described in the Old Testament. Much like the story in Exodus of the traveling Hebrew sanctuary, this full-scale model travels the U.S. coast to coast nearly a dozen times a year. Don't miss your chance to see it when it takes an exclusive stop in Loveland. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. For more information and scheduled exhibits, call 970-481-4266 or visit www.coloradosanctuary.com. Tours run daily from September 8th through September the 16th. Messiah's Mansion is located just north of Johnson's Corners, exit 254 East Frontage Road off of I-25.
Well, Dr. Stan, I hope you enjoyed the conversation with Lindsay Williams, but we really are moving into an inflationary spiral. They really are going to undermine the value of our currency. And basically, it was the Brotherhood of Darkness that brought the Chinese communists to power. It was also the Brotherhood of Darkness that installed the current government in Iran, and we're going to go to war with Iran in one way or another. It'll be either Israel or America and Israel. I don't know how it's going to work out, but I have no question at all. We have our people planted at the highest level of the Iranian government. Why would I say that? Well, look at the Irish Republican Army. The Irish Republican Army carrying out all sorts of terrorist attacks on Great Britain. And yet the number two man in the Irish Republican Army was a British agent, as was the man in charge of security of the Irish Republican Army, who was actually torturing people to death, accusing him of being British agents, and he himself was a British agent. This is how the world really works, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing as it appears to be. And so understand, of course, that we're moving into a very, very difficult period. The ultimate goal of one world government, and the purpose behind it, so they can establish the Antichrist. Behind all of the secret societies out there is a powerful Luciferian movement aimed about it to bring together the unholy Trinity into positions of power. And as in Christianity, we have a holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So there's an unholy Trinity, Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. And the false prophet, of course, will be coming to power and will become the religious leader of the world in a relatively short period of time as part of this organized effort to undermine Christianity. Why did they take God and prayer out of our schools? Why did the Democrats want to take any mention of God out of the Democrat platform? Understand there is a conspiracy against God. And the reason they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools was to move people away from Christianity. But, of course, you've got to believe in something. And so they go from being Christians to being agnostics and then moving into the world occult movement. They may think it's simply a benign form of spirituality without realizing the common denominator behind it. The supernatural power is Luciferianism. And some of the most powerful people in the world are aligned with this demonic movement. Now, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to read it. You need to hear my talk on the dark secret, the forbidden secret. They're available on DVD with syllabuses. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get on my talk on population control, the covert agenda, because they're in the process of killing billions of people today, not millions, billions of people today. And ladies and gentlemen, they intend to depopulate most of the world. And if you've never seen the Georgia Guidestones built by a secret society, of course you can go to my website, radioliberty.com, see the pictures of it. See the inscription on the Georgia Guidestones established by the Secret Society calling for maintaining humanity at 500 million in constant balance with nature.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's 7 billion people in the world today, and of course they want to get the population down to 500 million. They're deadly serious. We're in for difficult times. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, where you can hear our programs 24 hours a day. Pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife, Danny, and I would like to invite you to join us at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation for a Mikra HaKodesh, a holy convocation, every Saturday, Shabbat, at 1 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. That's voiceofmanywaters.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562.